Huh? Oh, my toast got stuck in the toaster. And I'm trying to get it out, but... Well, I was about to start doing a plan thingy. I had an idea, that's what it is. I had an idea, but you kind of interrupted, so if you don't mind... No, I didn't even try a fork. That's so smart. Fine, I won't use a fork. I'll go with my idea. Yes, this is a lighter. You're so smart. It took me so long to figure out what this was. I thought maybe it was one of those, things you put in gardens that, like a little decoration. But fire comes out of it. Can't believe fire is held in this plastic thing. I don't know how they get it in there, but it's really cool. Oh, but my idea. So the toaster, it takes bread and it transforms it into toast. And I think you explained something about it being hot. At least when the toast usually comes out, it's hot. And hot means... Fire! Fire! Yeah. My mouth is really slivy. Slivy? Saliva? Salivation? Salivation? Is that... getting distracted. What was that one thing? Fighting fire with fire. So if I just put the lighter... Where'd the lighter go? I just had it. Did I drop it in there? Oh. You have it. How'd you get that away from me? You're so smooth. So fast. Can I borrow it real quick for the toaster? What rule? Oh, yeah. I'm not supposed to use the toaster when you're not around. Or the oven, or the microwave, or the dishwasher. And I can't even open the freezer anymore. To be fair, it was a really hot day, and I thought I could get inside. I mean, I'm not edible, like food. But surely I could fit inside the freezer if I just... Maybe if... No, I'm not thinking about the freezer. I'm not thinking about anything. What was I thinking about? Oh yeah, how much saliva's in my mouth. Why? Well, maybe because I'm hungry and I can't get my toast. The lighter! Can I borrow... Wait a minute. This is deja vu. I remembered what that means. Of course I do. It's... deja vu. A thing that people say sometimes. Wait a minute. We were talking about how I'm not supposed to use any of the kitchen appliances without you around. Yeah, because it's all too dangerous, because I don't know what I'm doing. I think I made toast perfectly fine. Just can't get it out of here. Well, yeah, I did put bread in there. Well, it's... Oh. Okay. It's one of those bun things for the hamburgers. Hamburger buns. But I only put two in each slot. I thought it would be fine. And it's bread, I think. So, it should still become toast when it's done. And I don't need you to protect me, okay? Well, you don't have to protect me. I was making toast. Really? You're not protecting me? Then what are you doing with that lighter that I can't have? Oh, so you just wanted to spend time with me? You want to make breakfast together? I love you. And I guess I do need you to protect me sometimes. Because I guess I don't know what I'm doing sometimes. All the time. Can you help me with these buns? They're stuck in the toaster. Oh, how'd you do that? So, if I just pushed up this button, it would have come out by itself? Whoa. You learn something new every day. Well, I guess in my case, I learn a lot of things. And then I forget them. But then I remember. Sometimes. You know what would really go good with toast? A relaxing bubble bath? We should make breakfast in the bathroom. And then we could take a bubble bath. Oh. You're giving me that look. Like I just had a dumb idea. No, I guess it's not the most sanitary. What do you mean, what else? What happens when you bring kitchen stuff to the bathroom? Well, if you don't want to explain it to me, it's just dangerous. To be on the safer side, we can make breakfast in here, and then... I'm hungry. Oh, I was gonna say we can make breakfast in here. Breakfast. We can make it in here, and then we can take it to the bathroom. Well, that sounds kind of gross now that I say it kind of like that. I guess we could make breakfast together in here, and then eat it in here, and then we could take a bubble bath together. A wink. I'm trying to be flirty, because I love you. Oh, I love you. And it's kind of attractive that you want to protect me. And it's really attractive when you don't call me dumb. Did I say that right? It's attractive when you say things nicely to me. Because I'll admit it, sometimes I just don't know things. But you're so nice not to call me stupid or dumb or a moron or an idiot. I've had friends who've called me that. They're not friends anymore, though. Well, I guess I didn't really push them away. They just got tired of me. I don't want to be sad. I want to be happy. Let's make breakfast. What are you doing? So you're already starting breakfast without me? Just because you can multitask. Listening to me talk and then make breakfast. You're gonna make it without me? That's crazy. I'm just kidding. Yeah, kidding. I'm being silly. What can I help with? Waves. You're giving me the eggs? Does this mean I can crack them? Okay, I cracking eggs because, I'm really good at it. Now stand back, just in case I mess up. I love you, my love. Now watch out.